Hey guys, Carissa here, and I just thought today I would put together some tips for any of you guys who are serious about taking your business to $1 million in yearly revenue. I did a post about this the other day on my Instagram and my Facebook page a couple of years ago when I first got up to my dream level of business that I've been working for ages. My goal was always to build a seven-figure business, but especially my goal was to hit six-figure months. And I finally did that just after my first son, Jaden, was born, actually, so almost 4 years ago. And I was doing some research and because I wanted to help other people to do that, because so many people say they want to do it, but then you get stuck. And like, I got stuck for years. I didn't know what to do or how to grow my business to that level. But also I realized it wasn't about the how do I do it. It was about like my identity that needed to change, and my self-belief and letting go of all of the fears and doubts and guilt and, you know, all of the emotional shit that will keep you at a comfortable level, basically. And that's what it really takes to get past it. Obviously, there's a lot of physical stuff that you need to do. But anyway, I've just been on that topic a lot lately, and because I do have a lot of clients that are like very driven and very determined and very high achieving, like myself. But they get to a level where they kind of get stuck and they don't know what to do next, or maybe they just like there's some kind of block, or they're not sure what they should be focusing on. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna do a video today. I've written down six things. There's so much more that I could go into, but I'm gonna give you six tips to keep in mind for if you want to get your business to $1 million in revenue per year. So the first thing that it needs to be, they're not in any particular order, but to start with, you have to have a business model that is scalable, meaning it can continue to grow and there is nothing that's going to cap or limit the growth. So that means that, you know, essentially your business, point two, needs to be able to run without you doing all of the work, needs to be able to operate without the owner working in the business as a team member, as an employee. Because if you are working in the business doing the work, there is only so much work that can be done, and you can't see the business from a bird's eye view, and you are usually end up getting stuck in the day-to-day operations and work and drama and problems and bookings and sales and, you know, all of that stuff, rather than being able to take a step back and actually see the business as a product that you have created. So your business will not be able to keep growing and growing and growing if you are still working in it, because it requires you to be the owner rather than the operator, which leads me to the next point, which is you must change your identity. And this is where a lot of people don't like doing this, or they're afraid of doing this, because when you go from being working in your business and actually doing the work to not working in your business and working on it, there's so much emotional crap and guilt and everything that comes up there. Like, you feel like your staff members want you to be there. You feel like your clients want you to be there. They might even tell you that they like it better when you're there. So you feel this like sense of like, oh crap, I can't actually get out of this. Because I'm letting people down, or people want me. And so because of that feeling of being wanted, and because of that feeling of significance and power and control and importance and all of that kind of stuff, those emotions that you get from being there, you have to change your identity and you have to be able to let it go. And it's very difficult to do the first time. I've done it a lot of times over my years building multiple stores, because every time I started another store, I had to go through the same thing. The new staff for that shop didn't want me to leave. The new clients that I'd been servicing in the beginning didn't want anyone else to do their hair or their tans or whatever. I'm like, too bad, man. Like, my vision's up here. And if I stay here, I'm not gonna get to up there. So I'd already like kind of pre-programmed my identity from business operator to business owner in my head. And that's what you need to be able to do. You need to change your identity from business operator to business owner, meaning your business can run and make money and grow without you doing the work. I'm actually in the process of doing this again right now in my own marketing agency that I've started a few months ago. I'm going to make a whole nother video on that topic, because I've just been following my own processes and systems and my create, systemize, delegate, repeat strategy with that business so that it should be up and running completely without me in the next month or so. Anyway, so that's number four. You have to change your identity from business operator to business owner, and you have to let go of the sense of power, significance, control that you get from doing the work, and you have to let go of the guilt that can come with stepping out of the business. Very challenging when you're in it, but definitely possible because other people have done it, right? And people get used to the change, they do. So number four, I've got these ordered, numbered in the wrong way. Number four, you need a great team who supports you and your vision, because the last thing that you want is your staff members guilt tripping you into doing what you want to do, right? You want to have people that support you, support your choices, support your visions, and that actually want to help you grow the business. And this can be a very challenging thing for a lot of people, because it's hard to find people like that sometimes, because sometimes people are just, well, not sometimes, all the time, almost everyone is like completely self-focused and they want what's best for themselves rather than what's best for other people. But you can find great people, and even if you have great people already, but they have, like, you can educate people, you know, you can help them to see things in a different way. So you have to be like a really great leader, a really great visionary, somebody that, you know, you communicate transparently with your team. I think that's one of my other, oh no, that's still in the same point. So you need a great team who supports you in your vision, but you must be transparent with them and you must stay in contact with them and lead them well, even despite not working in the business anymore. So here's where a lot of other people go wrong. They want to build a business that can run without them, and then they stop communicating with their team and their clients, and they're like, well, it should just be able to run without me doing anything. Well, no, they still need to know that you're there and that you care and what you're doing and that kind of stuff. And you can be transparent with them in the way that, like, okay, so my role, what I do for work now, I don't just sit around and do nothing. I'm actually working on the marketing and working on the growth strategy. I'm working on learning. I'm taking courses. I'm working with coaches. I'm reading books. Like, my dream is to grow the business, and that's what I'm working on as the visionary, as the leader. So you need to have that great team though, but you need to train them and lead them well. And you are still responsible for having the right people on your team though, right? Because if you've hired someone who you instinctively just know is not the right person to get you where you want to go, it's still your responsibility to do something about that, to either let them go to something that suits them better, or to find somebody else who is going to support your vision. And that can come with a lot of guilt and shit as well. So, fun times. Okay, what else did I have on the list? You then, with your new identity, need to spend most of your time, as I just said, on growth strategy, focusing on how to grow, educating yourself, being surrounded by people who are playing the game that you want to play. Super big lesson. You join a mastermind group, sign up to work with a coach, but you have to surround yourself with people who are playing a bigger game, and naturally that will lift you up because you'll be inspired and you'll feel supported and encouraged by those people. The people that you surround yourself with the most will influence who you become, which is why if you work too much in your business with employees, you will develop an employee mindset and mentality. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we all need employees and they're amazing people. But if you want to grow a really great business, then you have to be surrounded with other people who are growing really great businesses. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, and number six, you need to be physically and emotionally supported by people who want to see you do well. So this means as well, like, kind of just what I said, I kind of jumbled it all into one, but you need to take care of yourself. If you're tired all of the time, if you are stressed all of the time, if you're anxious all of the time, if you're not giving yourself good self-care, if you're not surrounded by people regularly who actually make you feel good about yourself, then it's going to be very, very hard to continue to push yourself to the next level that you want to get to. So you have to see yourself as worthy of regular self-care. That might be in the form of beauty and hair appointments. That's typically what I do. I like to get my nails done. I like to get my hair done. I like to get massages. That's like my, you know, taking care of me thing, because when I look my best, I feel good, and I know that. Next step, I want to get lashes done again. And also, yeah, be surrounded by other, you know, business owners and entrepreneurs. So the list kind of jumbled into itself, but hopefully watch it again and take some notes if you need to. It's very challenging, you know? Not everybody is going to grow their business to $1 million because a lot of people will get stuck at one of those points along the way and think that it's too hard, it's too scary, it hurts. It's painful, you know, you go through a lot of emotions. You can feel stuck a lot of the time, you can feel frustrated, angry, you can feel defeated. You can have your expectations broken again and again and again. You can experience unhappy staff, unhappy clients, like the list goes on. And it's not a simple game. It's a very challenging mind game, but the more shit that goes wrong, the stronger you get. That's been my strategy. People are like, how did you end up being confident? I'm like, I've been through a lot of shit, man. And I just keep getting back up again. And that's the secret. Like, have a cry, have a breakdown, and then go and find someone who's awesome and is gonna kick your butt and remind you of what you're doing and why and who you are and what you can do. So that's my tips. Let me know your favorite one below. Let me know if you're stuck with anything. Let me know if you are prepared to go all in and move through all of this stuff despite what it feels like, how scary it is. And I wish you the best of luck.